Yeah, so you're listening to Juno Afternoon, and I'm very lucky to have in the studio
so lucky.
Colette Costa, welcome to the studio.
We're all lucky.
And on the line by phone, we have with us David Stamps. David, hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, David.
Yeah. So Colette and David are here with me today to talk about and here to talk to Juno about the independent film series coming up at the Gold Town Theater downtown. So
yeah.
What's going on?
I'll give the quick introduction, and then David can fill in some of the bigger details with Gather. It's a great new the whole series is a movie a week, basically. These are new independent releases, and we're actually going to be showing them before they get released nationally,
Wow. Which
is pretty exciting.
That's awesome.
And this company, Gather, that we're working with is essentially what I'm referring to, and David, you can use better words than me because I'm not very smart, is essentially like what I consider crowdsourcing movies, where not the series, but the company in general has a library of movies that people can go and look at and check out, and if they see something they like, they can work with us to create a screening of it. We just did one with a movie called Girl Rising, which was a huge success, a great movie, and it was a great way for me to afford to bring in these movies that would otherwise, I really, quite frankly, wouldn't have time for.
Oh, okay.
And so the preview series is another way of coming in and being able to see a lot of these films that they have in their library to see what kind of interest is out there for us.
Oh, wow. So that's
my take on it.
Great way to do it. So, David, is that about some, you know, is that a good way to sum it up there?
Yeah. We are super, super excited to be working in Juneau and to bring some great films. So we have Leave on the Hills, which is a documentary called Ain't In It For My Health. We have another great film called What Maisie Knew with Alexander Skarsgård and Julianne Moore the week following. So these are really great movies that haven't been released yet anywhere domestically. So in most cases, New York and L.A. has not seen them yet. And in some rare cases, New York and L.A. are the only markets that will see them. So this is our chance to bring movies to market that we know love film, and they love independent film and love to support the arts. So we're super excited to bring these movies. And the great thing about this series is when you go to see a movie, you know, it can cost anywhere from $4 to $15, depending on what city you're in. And so we actually have a preview series membership where you can sign up, and right now it's only $15 a month, and you can see every single movie in our series once a week for just $15. So that's kind of awesome, and that's something that we're doing special with the Juno arts community. So if they want to come out, they can simply go to either Gold Town Nickelodeon site, or they can come see us. And you can go to gather.us, and this is a long one, so be patient with me, but gather.us/series/Juno series. And so if you go there, you'll see all of our films, all of our information, and you can sign up. And so for $15, you see a movie a week. So it averages to be like $3 to $4 a film. And then we have a lot of great prizes, a lot of great stuff for all of our members, including Q&As and post receptions and things like that. So we really want to bring not only independent film to Juno, but that rich arts community. So that's what we're looking to do and hoping to do in Juno.
So David and Colette, how did the two of you hook up? So how did Juno get so lucky is my question.
We went to high school together.
Oh, nice.
No.
Oh, really? Not.
No, we didn't. I totally lied about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bought it.
Well, I've been working with one of my distributors who is associated with Gather, and Richard Mattson, who kind of put me with them. And I've known about Gather for a while, and I've actually been trying to find a way to bring them in, because I think for places like Juno, it's a great resource. I mean, they carry a lot of what I consider socially conscious films, a lot of documentaries, and stuff that I look at it and I think, oh my gosh, that'd be such a good movie for Juno. Like, there's one coming up about bees, about a colony collapse and bees, and I know there's a huge, you know, base of interest here. I don't have the time to promote every one of those movies,
right,
but people who are interested in it do. And so when they came up with this preview series that I was able to jump, actually, I kind of jumped on sort of last minute. I kind of forced them to Let me. I can be very persuasive, Shona. I was pretty excited. I said, look, probably what's going to happen is we're not going to get great numbers, but these are all great films, and if we can do anything to kind of cross-pollinate, pun intended, then we should at least try it, you know. And the next one they have coming up is this Levon Helm documentary, and as you know, we have kind of a musical community.
Of course.
For those who don't know, he was the drummer and lead singer in the band. He originated... pulled in a Nazareth, I mean, other than Aretha, but anyway, he's kind of well-known. It's a really cool doc, but again, wouldn't be something that I could just grab and put on. So,
right. Well, that was my next question. I was like, the Levon Helm.
The Levon Helm, yeah.
Yes.
And that one's next Tuesday.
Right.
So, I'm going to do a little plug, if I can just toss in. So also, I'm excited to give a discount, you know, for anyone who joins the series, but for Levon Helm, if anyone buys a ticket, we're going to give you an additional ticket because we think, A, this documentary is really amazing. People love it, and it's just catching up like wildfire. But if anyone wants to see Levon Helm, you can actually buy a ticket and get a free ticket. Again, because it's Tuesday, so it's coming up fast, and it's a hot ticket, but we want to make sure that everyone gets a chance to see it and their friends get a chance to come too.
Oh, that's a great offer. That's a great offer. So where can we find out more information about this upcoming independent film series?
Well, you can go to our website. We've got a whole, if you go to goldtownnick.com, and you can Google us, we'll pop right up. We actually have a thing on our top bar. It says Gather Series, and it's a whole page of information. And I'm pretty certain we set up an easy, you know, click here to get your membership. And if you just go to Gather, which is G-A-T-H-R, no F for people like me who aren't so good at spelling, but it's gather.us. There's actually a really easy to find link on their homepage that says Preview Series. And when you click on it, I think it even clues into your zip code, and it'll take you right to the Juno screenings.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yep. So you'll find out about the Preview Series and all of the films that we will be showing in Juneau, Alaska. So as long as it's to Juneau, Alaska, you get all of our information that's happening in your community.
Oh, and that's the thing is you need a, okay, this is kind of like the secret. Can I tell them the secret about the promo code? So here's the deal, you guys.
Of course, yeah.
You need to get this promo code to get the discount. So you just got to send me an email at Goldtown. I'll give you a promo code.
Ooh, I love promo codes.
I know.
Juno loves secret promo codes.
God, we love secret promo codes.
We totally do.
And I give it to you now, but I can't remember it.
It's that secret.
Just shoot me an email at goldtowntheater@gmail.com.
Yeah. So
it's totally hot.
Nice. David, I had another question for you. So how long is the Gather series? How long has this series been going? And how did you decide that Juno was the place that you wanted to come? You said an artistically minded community, but how did that work out? David, are you there? We might have lost him.
I can.
No, I'm here.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was so excited.
Hey, God. Hey. Yeah.
I was crying with joy. I want to hear you. I want to hear me sniffling.
So how did this whole connection come about here?
Well, I mean, being in L.A., I'm a big movie fan, and I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I went to school in Chicago, so I've been in a lot of different cities, and I've realized in every single city, the arts culture is so rich and so deep, and people love independent film, and they love music, and they love to delve deep, and our biggest thing with Gather is how do we get films in areas where it's kind of scarce or some of the big wigs don't find the time to reach out to. How can we do that? So that's kind of Gather's whole thing. Like, we are in Idaho and Minnesota and Alaska. Like, we want to make sure that these films are obtainable by anyone who wants to reach them. And so with the Preview Series, we're working with a bunch of studios, including Millennium and Icebox and Music Box and all these different studios. They can't, let's take your films, and you don't understand how much people want them. Let us find that audience for you. Let us put this film in front of them, and I guarantee you they'll eat it up. And so we're having fun doing that. And so I'm super excited. Like, Colette has been absolutely amazing. I love the Gold Town.
I really am.
She is. And so the great thing is, you know, these films are they're all great. They're all hand-chosen by the team here at Gather. We are huge champions of them, and we think the people in Juneau will really enjoy them a lot. And so we're super excited to bring them to them.
That's fabulous. Did you have something else that you wanted to let us know about the series? Where so people can get tickets and get more information online?
Yeah, and right now, And then the way it works now is it's a preview series, so it's a film a week, and we play it for one night. So this month we're playing them on Tuesday nights at 7, and next month I'm currently scheduled to play them on Monday nights, although I've been getting a lot of feedback that Mondays aren't good for a lot of people, so I may switch that to Tuesday as well, just to keep some consistency.
Sure.
And they'll be at 7 o'clock, so it's prime time. And the lineup is, it's a great, varied lineup. I think the one that we have at the end of the month is like a horror comedy, which I never have an excuse to play. It's from Australia. It looks hysterical. So if you really enjoyed, what was that last one? I don't remember. But you're going to love this one.
It's called 100 Bloody Acres. So it is a good film. But yeah, if you go to GoTown, is it GoTownNickelodeon.com?
GoTownNick. Thank goodness
GoTownNick. You can get lots of information there about the preview series, upcoming films. If you go to Gather, GATHR.US, you can go there, type in your city, and we'll pull up all of the films that we're going to show, the entire preview series. So everything is there. Either site, you can get all the information you need.
And, you know, you can also do this, the other killer thing. Honestly, if you're just looking for some good entertainment for the next couple months, so right now I'm signed up for 2 months. I'll probably sign up for an extra month. I think they do, like isn't it, David, like you can get 3 months for $40. Isn't that how it breaks? 3 months of film.
Wow,
so that's 12
fabulous.
Films for $40. Yeah. Even if you just come to two of them, okay, four of them. Yeah, like,
three of them.
Yeah, you've just broken even.
I know.
Let's be honest.
And you know, this is a fabulous, you know, no other theater is offering that. That's what we love about the GoTown Nickelodeon here in Juneau. So, get out and get a chance to see this independent film series happening every Tuesday night. Find out more information at GoTown Nick. David Stamps and Colette Costa, thank you so much for coming into the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shona.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Oh, I can't wait to check out the schedule.
Check it out.
I am going to check it out.
Talk to you soon, David.
Bye-bye.
Right,
thanks so much. And coming up next is Writer's Almanac.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 9th of May, 2013. The birthday of Alan Bennett, the playwright, Leeds, England, 1934. His career began when he was at Oxford. He became a member of a review called Beyond the Fringe. Been writing plays ever since, many for television, including his series of monologues for the BBC Talking Heads and his screenplay The History Boys. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Simic, born Belgrade, Yugoslavia, 1938. The family survived the bombing of Belgrade during World War II, fled Eastern Europe, wound up in Oak Park, Illinois, the same high school that Ernest Hemingway had gone to, which was one of the things that inspired Simic to become a writer. It's the birthday of J. M. Barrie, James Matthew Barrie, born in Kirriemuir, Scotland, 1860, a shy boy, black hair, pale. Once he went to a dinner party with the poet A. E. Houseman, whom he'd wanted to meet for a long time, but he was so shy he couldn't talk to him. He wrote him a letter of apology afterward and was so nervous that he misspelled Houseman's name. J.M. Barrie's masterpiece was Peter Pan, or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up, 1904. J.M. Barrie donated all of the royalties from Peter Pan to the famous children's hospital, the Great Ormond Street Hospital. And for years, the hospital got royalties not just from sales of the book, but from plays and TV shows and movies. And it was on this day in 1941 the German submarine U-110 was captured by British destroyers. The submarine had attacked an Allied convoy in the North Atlantic just south of Iceland. The British destroyer dropped depth charges. The submarine surfaced. The crew came up on deck. They were captured. And the submarine did not sink, and so the Allies boarded the ship, where they found a secret cipher machine, which they called the Enigma machine. They took it on board, let the submarine sink. The Germans did not realize that anyone had boarded the submarine. They thought the cipher machine was safe. Instead, it was taken to Bletchley Park, an estate in Buckinghamshire, England, where a team of thousands of codebreakers worked to decipher coded German messages. and with the help of the Enigma, they managed to break the German naval code, a turning point in the Battle of the Atlantic and in the war itself. Here's a poem for today by Freya Manfred, The Blue Dress. I don't recall pain or joy, only the blue dress I wore, and the door open to the sea, and the liquid sun across the floor beside the bed, and our crooning sense of having climbed Everest undaunted, undeceived. I didn't know who I was, or who you were, or even what we hoped for in that slow, rushed, soft, harsh, pretend real world. Even now, I don't know how to devour love like a golden apple stolen from a teacher who gives too many tests. So tell me what you remember and who you think we were, and I will nod and agree, though I doubt it happened. Beyond the sea, the sun, the open door, the blue dress, and the dream. The Blue Dress, a poem by Freya Manfred from her collection, The Blue Dress, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available, everyone, online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
And that's Garrison Keillor with Writer's Almanac. And you're listening to Juno Afternoon. My name's Shona Strasser. Thanks so much for tuning in. And I'm so lucky I'm in the studio here with DJ Jesse. You may know her from DJ Jesse over at KXLL. So great to have you in the studio, Jesse. How's it going?
It's good. It's great. It's awesome to be on the Sirius station.
Nice. So we're here today to talk about the upcoming spring radio auction. That's actually happening like Saturday?
It's Saturday. It kind of snuck up on us. It's happening really quick. I'm really excited about this year's event. I hope it rains that day.
I know. Me too.
But Christy Chambord did an amazing job this year. She coordinated the whole thing. I've done four of them. I was really happy to hand it over to her. And she brought a lot of energy and got a lot of amazing items. The catalog, like, usually is kind of random, but I think if people can go to k2o.org and check out the online catalog. It's also, we had an insert in the paper yesterday. It's full of great stuff. Cool. Tons of new businesses and...
Oh, good. Yeah, what are some of the highlights of the things going on there?
Speaking of Colette, who was just in here,
yeah,
she was really awesome, and Goldtown just donated, like, a rental. Like a 2.5-hour rental for...
Amazing.
Which is really fun. I've done that personally, like, rented it out, had some people, like, had a movie party, birthday party. So, like, that's a really fun item.
Yeah, I've done that, too. And you know what? I did it with a bunch of kids, too. So it's not just for, like, you know, you could do it with your grown-ups.
Yeah.
But, like, I did it with a huge group of kids. It was so fun.
Yeah, totally. Just, like, show have, like, a Home Alone marathon and, like, let's go.
Oh, God.
Not that I want to do that or anything.
We're doing a Home Alone marathon. What else is on the list?
That's really exciting. Of course, we have the coveted vasectomy.
Of course,
that always
every
happens.
Year.
Very necessary procedure. Lots of local tour businesses have been great, and they've donated some helicopter tours, flight seeing tours, really cool stuff that you can get at, you know, like a little bit better of a value than just going there and like getting it, which is awesome for people coming to town this summer.
Right.
Tour companies are great. Lots of great gift certificates. Pretty much every restaurant in town donated a gift certificate.
Oh, really?
So that's awesome. It's a good way to, like, I'm going to go eat here. Let's just support public radio and eat.
And eat. Right. Of course.
Simple idea.
You know, it's really interesting because I always think it's so funny about, you know, those McDonald's ones go for...
They actually really do.
For some top dollar.
They totally do.
I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Support, you know.
I think that's because McDonald's is actually, like, technically the busiest restaurant in town.
Is it?
I think so. I think, like, I don't know if Andy told me that or somebody said that, but I believe it. I mean, I guess we don't think of it in, like, the regular terms of, like, restaurant, but,
right,
like...
Right. There's always packed.
It's always packed. There's always a line of cars.
Yep. all the time. So, you know, so you ran the event, did you say, for 4 years?
Yeah, or four auctions. I've done a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah, of course, it's spoken in auction terms. But so can you tell me, you know, I come down and I volunteered a couple times just to do the on-air thing. But can you tell us about the atmosphere? Because I got to say, it's pretty fun.
I think it's pretty fun. It's this whole, like, build-up, and people don't really know what's going on. You just turn on and tune in and hear this auction. But it's an awesome event. The room is full of people. We've got our people up on the podium, you know, auctioning off stuff. There's phone answerers. There's always people on the floor making bids. There's food. There's fun. It's actually like I've had just asked a couple people just to come down and volunteer just to help out for different tasks, and they always end up staying for like 4 hours and like having a great time because it's funny. Like it's funny. Just like there's all kinds of weird stuff going on. It's public radio. It's like it's this really cool event that we do every year, and there's so many businesses that are involved. It ends up being like it's a live auction. It's really cool.
Yeah, it is a live auction, and it is a really good time. So even if you're like a, you know, you could come and do a floor bid. You know, you could come in off the street and just come and do a floor bid.
Hold up your hand, hold up your number.
Exactly.
We encourage that.
Yeah, we
spectating encouraged.
Yeah.
And then also this year, I think we're doing the live video feed again.
That's what I heard.
Which is, we didn't get to do it this last year because there's stuff going on, but the auction before that we did that was really awesome just to like have the item and be able to like watch it, and so it kind of creates this other aspect of fun of like, you know, watching the auction while it's happening.
So where will that air online?
It will all, yeah, online at kto.org.
Oh, yeah. See, that's amazing because a lot of times, you know, I'll be struggling like usual and holding up, you know, a painting and I'm like, and it's really great
There's mountains in it and it's blue and the trees are green.
Yeah. And fireweed, you know, and so it's actually, that's a really fabulous thing. What are some of the other, you know, great things that we've got on that list to give away or for people to...
I don't know. There's some, like, some pies. Let's see. Odette, who used to work here.
Yeah.
She makes some really fun aprons.
Those aprons are
fabulous. They're really cool. Yeah. Like, there's some, like, these little items that, like, they kind of seem trivial, but they end up going for twice the amount because they're so good.
Yeah.
We always have the... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and they're all, you know, it's all for public radio. It's like, you know, those aprons aren't going to be found everywhere. You know?
No, they're not.
They're part of KTO. You know, it's a special KTO thing.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, which I always think is really cool. There are some crazy great cupcakes, and I you know, I hate to talk about cupcakes, but I'm going to.
Yeah, cupcakes, exactly. All the food items are awesome. And there's going to be a couple extra new items. Always good to get on the online catalog and check because we're updating it constantly. And
so how does that work exactly? So you have the online catalog and you can pre-bid, is that right?
Yeah, you can call in right now to make pre-bids. We actually suggest that because a lot of times, like, when we're in the midst of auctioning off stuff, we lose time. And some items, we don't give them as much auctioning time as we need. And they oftentimes go to pre-bids. So call now, right now, to make pre-bids if you'd like to get anything at 463-6426.
Oh, yeah.
But, wait, what was the question again?
Yeah, just how does the pre-bid work exactly?
Oh, okay, so call right now. Just call in and say, like, the item number, what it is, and then the amount, which pre-bid amount starts at half the amount.
Okay.
And then, or just bid as much as you want.
Yeah, because you can actually, I mean, sometimes you can just win it from the pre-bid.
Yeah, so like a lot of times we'll come up to the auction or item, like auction item number 45, and it has a pre-bid of like half the amount, or sometimes a full amount. Mm-hmm. And then if we don't get any other calls of people like upping it, we'll usually pull the item pretty quick, which sometimes is a bummer for people because they're like, oh, I totally missed item number 5. What happened to it? And they're like, it went.
We went. We're moving.
So it's a really great, this is like, I don't know, I think people should check out the online catalog, check out the insert that was in the Empire yesterday. Tons of great items.
Oh, there was an insert. Nice.
Insert in the Empire yesterday with the full catalog. Just like a great way to get stuff that you use. You know, like your gift certificate or, you know, to Rainbow Foods. You're going to go buy groceries there.
Exactly.
Why don't you spend money here?
You're going to buy shoes at Shoe Fly.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, things that things that you know are going to happen.
And we have a bunch of extra tufts. This year, maybe your favorite pair of shoes is wearing out. Maybe you can get some extra tufts through public radio.
Who donated the extra tufts?
Honeywell awesome. Corporation.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, there's like 4 pairs of them.
Everybody needs the extra tufts. It's rainy day season on us.
That's right. Everybody's wearing them.
So the other question I had too about how important is the spring auction to, you know, keeping KTO together?
It's huge. Yeah. We budgeted in. Yeah. We're expected to get a certain amount of support, and it's a really important event. And also, just And considering the amount of, like, items we have, like, 200 items. Like, there's so many businesses, like, you know, hundreds of businesses all over town. So there's a lot of people getting involved in this. So it's, I think it's a very important event.
Yeah, it does. It feels like a huge community affair, you know. All your favorite people have donated. And can you tell us a little bit about, I mean, some of my favorite things to do is being, you know, I'll be on a Saturday morning, I'll be listening to the radio, and I'll be like, oh, it's not, you know, it's not, wait, don't tell me, it's a radio
it's
auction.
It's the auction, yeah.
And I listen to it because it cracks me up.
It's hilarious.
You know?
It's really funny.
So who's some of the folks that are coming on to?
You, right? No, okay.
I can't.
We've got Colette Costa, Mr. Andy Klein, Patrice Helmar, let's see, Grace Elliott, Ricky D.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving out a couple people in the first hour. I can't think of them. Christy Chambord is kind of heading up some of that, but
yeah. Will we hear from you? Will you do an hour?
I might jump in there. I kind of am more the, like, you know,
you keep us all on,
crypt keeper on the side.
Target.
Time.
It's true.
Next item.
Well, usually Cheryl's around too.
Is she
going to be with there with the baby thing?
I don't think so. She just had a baby, and she's got her hands full with Tavio, and totally fair to be just listening at home and not participating.
Right. That's right. She'll be expecting that Juno audiences give a buzz often and get the fabulous things that they really want to get. Any other fabulous news you want to tell us about spring auction?
Just that you should tune in. Tune in, and the Saturday is going to be the best day to support local businesses. And I just give a real quick shout-out and thanks to a couple businesses that donated. Wings of Alaska has been really awesome. Gastineau Guiding, Valley Medical, of course. Silverboat Inn, Coastal Helicopters, and North Star Trekking. Thanks, businesses. You guys have been awesome.
Yeah, that is amazing. And without their support, you know, KTO just simply could not go on. And something else I wanted to throw out there. What time does it start on Saturday?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
Okay,
we go 8 o'clock till 1 o'clock, and then there's a short break, kind of a lull in the day. People, like, are off doing stuff. And then we start again at 3 o'clock and go 3 to 6.
Oh, fabulous. So you can get all your stuff ready. It's great for those tourists or for people who have family coming to town. There's, like, some great packages in there that you can check out. You know, there's trips. There's, like, if you go on Era a lot, if you go on Wings a lot, there's trips that you can buy. It's just a great way to donate to public radio and get the things that you're going to get anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Jessie, and of DJ Jessie, of course. And if you don't check her out on Saturday, which you should, then check her out every morning on KXLL 100.7. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Shona.
Yeah.
Support comes from listeners like you and from the Juno Artist Gallery, a cooperative featuring the work of over 25 local artists and artisans. The Juno Artist Gallery is open year-round and daily during the summer, located downtown in the Senate Building.
It's that time of year again when the National Association of Letter Carriers, the United States Postal Service, and you work together to help stamp out hunger. All you have to do is put non-perishable food items in, on, or near your mailbox on Saturday, May 11th, before your mail carrier comes to deliver. No glass items, please. That's it. Your mail carrier will do the rest. They will collect your food donations and deliver them to the local food banks. Thanks for helping to stamp out hunger on Saturday, May 11th.
That's right, Stamp Out Hunger this Saturday. That's May 11th. Is it May 11th this Saturday, Nancy DeJourney?
It is, and that means Mother's Day is coming right up, too. And oh.
I hope Ren is listening.
Yes, she's on it. She's on it, yeah. But you know how it is.
In the studio, Nancy DeJourney with Arts Up, of course, every Thursday.
Boy, do we have a lot of stuff to talk about. But instead of just talking about this week, I want to get you ready for next month. Okay.
Oh, my good. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle it.
Okay. First of all, we will start off with tomorrow, which is over at the Jack. Something that's going to go on all summer long is the Produce for the People truck is going to show up, and we'll have it out on the lawn every day.
Is this the truck that was previously seen in the valley?
He's going to be there and there. He's going to be in two places at once. I want to figure out how he does it.
I will too, and I will show up to Produce for the People.
Yeah, so he's going to be out there. Tomorrow's his first day, so get ready for that. Community Day on campus, I'm sure is coming right up, and we're looking for folks. We are looking for dancers and jugglers, and if you want to put stuff in your trunk and come out and sell it, and just come out and we are going to have a soapbox. If you got something on your mind,
Ooh.
You can let it rip.
Danger. I love that about Juno.
Yes, okay then. So that's next Saturday from 11 till 4. Everything's free. It's a free thing for everybody to just come out. We're starting in June with Music on the Fly.
Ooh,
what's
that?
Going to be music at the airport.
Oh, of course,
so
on
you
the fly.
Can,
I get
music
it.
On the fly, yes. The clever Andy Klein thought of that. These will be on Sundays from 6:30 to 7:30, and you can sign up to perform. It's going to be all, we're not going to have any sound equipment out there, but anybody who wants to just come out and play music to entertain people who are flying, that'd be great. So
who do you contact for that? That's awesome.
You can go to our website and go to the little Get Involved page and sign up for that. So that's good. They would like to. The airport's excited about this and wants it to go pretty much all year round if we can. So
wow,
it's a great
cool.
opportunity for people. We are also getting ready for Concerts in the Park, which are going to become Food Truckin' Fridays. They're not going to be at the Concerts in the Park. They're going to be at the Jack. And I think we're going to get a lot of food trucks there and music and artists and all sorts of stuff. That's going to be Friday nights from 5:30 to 7 at the Jack. So if you're interested in performing there, do come to the same webpage. And also, the airport shopping mall has second Saturdays, and they're looking for performers for that, too. Sign up all of that on our
wow,
website.
You can
okay.
perform all summer.
Yeah, it's going to be a great singing summer. or something. Let's see. We've got Perseverance. You've got lots of theater to do this weekend. You've got Perseverance, The Road Weeps, and The Well Runs Dry. And I know that the Brahms is sold out, so this is a good night to go to Perseverance because it's paid as you can.
That's right.
Yeah.
What is it today? Thursday?
Thursday.
It is indeed.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh,
so you see it. I have that same feeling every morning. What day is it? And which planet are we on? Anyway, there's that one. There's also on Friday night, The K of D, an urban legend. This is in the Phoenix stage. It is Christina Apathy, and it sounds very interesting.
I just saw it last week.
Good.
I saw a preview. Awesome.
Is she doing it the whole weekend? Just that
she
day?
Is. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. And there's also Pippin. You can go see Pippin at the high school.
Fundraiser for them. Sorry.
Yes. And I think I felt like there was more theater. But anyway, okay. So we get ourselves to Friday. There's docent training at the State Museum if you're interested in that. There's the 6th Annual Juno Marine Naturalist Symposium. There's the Brown Bag Concert out at Nugget Mall, the Juno Jazz and Cossacks one. At 1 o'clock, Arbor Day, Planting Trees at Evergreen Cemetery. There's the second Friday teen hip-hop class at the Canvas at 4. A fancy hat reception. Doesn't this sound delightful?
That does. It sounds like they should eat crumpets.
Yes, or something. Yeah. It's at the Alaska Robotics, and they're having an animation studio, Leica. I'm not sure if that's how to pronounce it. It's an animation studio in town from Portland.
Cool.
So, and at 7:30, the same group is doing something on make puppets and tell stories. That'll be at the downtown library. Jazz and Classics has Lil Ed. We talked probably about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Great Alaska Bluegrass Band is live at McGivney's. I'm not sure if that's the right name.
Yeah, it's McGivney's, actually.
McGivney's,
and
okay.
It's the old
GW Teals.
The old GW Teals.
All right,
there,
so
yeah.
Music in the Valley.
Have fun.
Saturday morning, it's the annual cleanup. I love this day.
I do, too.
Yeah, so
thankful for it.
Yes, yeah, really. So there's that, and there's also the International Migratory Bird Day out at the community gardens. There's the K2 on-air auction. So while you're driving around doing all these things, you can also be shopping.
That's right. I'm multitasking is what it's about, me.
Yes. And at 9 a.m. is the most wonderful thing, which is the super plant sale out at the Safeway parking lot.
And you got to get there early for that, friend.
Yeah, you need to get there, like, tomorrow night. Get in line.
Sleepover, yeah.
Yeah, it's a sleepover. That cruise is sold out. Let's not talk about it. The second Saturday market out at the airport starts at 10 and goes till 4. March of Dimes for the March for Babies is at the Diamond Field House at 10. Girls on the Run is at Twin Lakes at 10. Parks and Rec soccer signups are at Nugget Mall at 10. I don't know how you're going to do all these things. You just have to take
running around.
So there's the Make Puppets show workshop at the Douglas Library at 1:00. I Am Juno, the 4th Annual International Picnic Potluck at Sandy Beach, and a Mad Hatter's Mother's Day celebration at the Douglas Community Methodist Church.
That sounds fun.
Uh-huh. Pippin has a matinee on Saturday, and there's more of the K2 auction. Spring into Summer, it's the annual fundraiser for the Juno Family Health and Birth Center at 5 p.m., There's the Sea's annual barbecue. I think you can just go to Sandy Beach, and there will be picnics all day.
All day. Eat all over Sandy Beach.
Yeah, just go around.
Bring your dog. They can also probably eat all over Sandy Beach.
Yeah, so if all else fails, just go to Sandy Beach. It'll be fine. And then there's the theater. Sunday, as I mentioned, is Mother's Day. There's a brunch with Tom Loker on piano at Rockwell.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
There's a kickoff race for the Seas Cup, Marmion Island Day Mark in the Gastineau Channel, Skipper's Choice Race. The Juno Douglas Department Allen Marine Mother's Day Cruise out at Auk Bay. The second Sunday family movie at the Douglas Library. The family concert with Jazz and Classics. Putting on the Ritz, oh my goodness. On Monday, it's the deadline for you to reserve your spot at the Native Artists Market, which for the Maritime Festival, which is coming up in the next week.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Brown Bag Festival, or Brown Bag Concert as part of Jazz and Classics with the Grace Kelly Quintet.
That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be totally amazing. She's a young phenomenon, I believe would be the right word for that. At 7 p.m. on Monday is a community discussion on justice, restorative justice, and decriminalizing disabilities. This will be at the Northern Lake Church. Well, let's see what else. Mudrooms has their last thing of the season at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. That's at Holy Trinity, and the theme is something fishy.
Ooh.
I don't know about that. Well, it is Salmon Derby. So
it is Salmon Derby.
We're still doing that. Let's see. There's a retirement party on Wednesday for Justice Walter Carpinetti. And I believe tickets are still available for that. He's served this community and the state for a long time. It's great. There's also a thing down at the Lucky Lady with Grace Kelly. She will have just turned 21.
Oh, really?
She's lucky for that.
She's getting out of the Lucky Lady. I love that. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, then. Let's see. I think it's quite a busy week, actually, and then quite a busy the rest of the week after that. So if you have questions or you need more information, you can always go to the Arts Council and look on the website, jahc.org.
That's right. So next month, you said you wanted to talk about a few things next month. Was that about the...
That was the Music on the Fly, all the summer things that were getting started. You know, we're not going to do the Sunday market this year, so the market that's going to be out there for folks is the second Saturday mm-hmm. market, which is out at the Airport Mall. Carol Shriver at Homespun Mercantile Open organizes that, and you can call her. But we're going to do our, as I said, concerts in the park are going to just be at the Jack. They end up there anyway. with
right,
the weather.
Because it rains.
Although
right.
this summer is going to be gorgeous.
It is, indeed. So, mm-hmm. Well, and also they moved the chairs, right?
Yeah, there are no
there's
chairs.
No chairs or levels or anything.
Yeah, it's sort
right?
of difficult. So we just thought we've got the produce guy there, and we'll just have see if we can get some other food items down there. Maybe some of the folks that come to Sunday Market will come on Friday night instead if they feel like doing that. The herbs lady might come, the not Riverside Herbs, but the she has the balsamic vinegars and stuff.
It's not
like that.
It is Riverside, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's yes, it is Riverside.
Yeah,
yeah,
I just actually
red onion.
I just got some from her.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, that's our this summer is going to be slightly different than previous summers, but we hope everybody will enjoy what we've got to offer and sign up.
Yeah, I just one more thing I wanted to, and I know we'll probably talk about this next week, but I had a little question. What do you know about the Maritime Festival? How's that shaping up?
I think it's shaping up just fine. It's the day after Community Day, so it is, and it's downtown. And you know, last year they had such miserable weather; we all had to cancel everything because everything blew away.
Right.
But it sounds like they're really getting everything lined up for that. They're borrowing tons and tons of tents, and it'll be down on the docks. And again, a lot of opportunity for people to just get out and enjoy the community. Community Day is a similar thing, just out in the valley. We're going to have Mosquito Market as part of the Community Day on campus, which is on the 18th.
Oh, cool.
Just got some junk in your, put it in your car trunk and come out and sell it and enjoy the music.
Oh, I love that. That's fabulous. Well, thank you so much, Nancy DeJourney, talking to us about all of the wonderful opportunities here in our fabulous capital city. Have a great day, Nancy.
Juno 4-H Club, the Juno Community Garden Association, and the Jensen Olsen Arboretum will be selling plants this Saturday, May 11th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Cars Safeway parking lot. Plants available include perennials, fruits and berries, trees and shrubs, and herbs and vegetable starts. All ideal for Juno growing conditions. Please bring your own boxes to haul plants home. That's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon at the Cars Safeway parking lot. This message is brought to you by the Juno Garden Club.
The K2 Spring On Air Auction is happening Saturday, May 11th at 8 a.m. This epic event features over 200 items from businesses including Gold's Gym, Glacier Bay Sea Kayaks, and Bee's Bakery and Bistro. Broadcasting live from K2 and KRNN. Catalog available online at k2.org. Tune in on May 11th for the K2 Spring Auction.
That's right. So we heard a lot about the spring auction today. I hope you will tune in to that on Saturday. My name is Shona. Thanks so much for listening to Juno Afternoon today. KTUO FM Translator, this is KTUO Juno. We broadcast at 104.3 FM in downtown Juno and Douglas. KTUO also broadcasts on these translators in the Valley and Ok Bay area, Tune 2, 103.1, in Lemon and Schweitzer Creek at 101.7. Gustavus listens on 88.1. And K20BT serves Huna at 91.9. In Excursion Inlet and Icy Strait, hear KTOO on 89.9. In Juno, you can also receive KTOO on GCI Cable Juno on digital channel 871. KRNN can be heard at digital channel 872, and KXLL can be found at 873. We're also online at www.ktoo.org. Thanks so much for tuning in to Juno Afternoon today. We had a great chat. Look for those Juno Jazz and Classics and the radio auction coming up, and also check out the Gold Town Nick. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
The country is absolutely spellbound by all that is happening, from the good to the bad to the ugly.
Think our national elections are strange? Think about Pakistan.
Today is Thursday, May 9th, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Coming up, Pakistan's election day is Saturday. We'll hear about...